This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Acts chapter 3. Prior to getting started, some quick information on this ministry. If you enjoy this program, to hear more programs like this, or some of my Sunday sermons. Now, those hearing this on the radio, earlier this week, you heard something I preached at the church that I pastor earlier this week. And that was this last sermon in a series on Moses. And we looked at Moses Walks to His Own Funeral. Now, that program is available through my website, which is WGODradio.com. That's one place to get it. And if you look for the podcasting tab on there, I think it says Prior Broadcast. Click here. You'll find over 5 years worth of programs available there. You can listen to them online, or download them, burn them to a CD, whatever you like. But if you like this program and if you like teachings like this, that's one way to do it. Another way to do it, why don't you come out to Island Community Church this week if you live around here? We'd love to see you. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are cordially invited to come worship with us Sunday morning at 10:30. We also meet for midweek Bible study, and we are right where we're at here. We're in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 5, though. We're in chapter 5 and chapter 6 now in the book of Acts. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you here today. We're looking again at another one of Peter's sermons. Let's pick it up here in verse 14 and 15. Now, verse 14, this is where we left off here in Acts on the radio. Peter speaking. Actually, it's not Peter speaking. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit speaking. As David said, the Holy Spirit spoke by me. Peter says the same thing. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit is the one that wrote this book. The Holy Spirit says through his particular mouthpiece here, known as Peter, he says, but ye, or you, ye is plural. He's talking to the whole lot of them. Ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted to you. Verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. So we're eyewitnesses. Remember, this is what it meant to be an apostle. People don't understand today what an apostle was. Not what an apostle is, what an apostle was. You can't call yourself an apostle anymore. How could you do that? An apostle was a man on a mission. Yeah, man, not a woman either. He's a man on a mission, first of all. Second of all, he was an eyewitness. He saw Jesus Christ with his own eyes. To be an apostle, you had to be chosen by him, and you had to be an eyewitness of his resurrection. All right, where's that in the Bible? We just looked at that. Acts chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, when they picked a replacement for Judas. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, the Apostle Paul tells you he's an apostle. He has seen Jesus Christ. You had to be an eyewitness here. This whole book is about eyewitnesses. It's eyewitnesses who saw Jesus Christ alive and got sent out with this message north, south, east, and west, with the message that they had seen Jesus Christ alive after he was raised up from the dead, after he had died. This is what an apostle was. Now it says here, the Prince of Life here, this word archegos means author. He is the author of life. The word also means pioneer and trailblazer. I love that. But he's the author. He's the author of these two things. He's the author of life. As we read in John chapter 1, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Also, Jesus Christ is the author of faith. Faith begins with him. Let's look at, I'll read the verse to you real quick. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Where it says, looking unto Jesus, the author, there's that word again, archegos, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, the word our is in italics, meaning that word's not in the original. This is how it really reads. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus Christ is the author of not just our faith, but he's the author of faith, period. Faith begins with him. Faith comes from him. And listen to this too. Faith is a gift. Your faith is a gift from God. Some people have it. You see, not everyone has it, you see. This is what the Apostle Paul said as well when he asked for prayer. Where is that? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Not everyone has faith. Faith is a gift from God. You can't believe without having this gift departed and deposited in you. Faith is a gift. Where else does it say that? One of the most famous and popular verses in the entire New Testament. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. You see, you believe in Jesus because God has given you the gift of faith. Faith is like the gasoline, and the message of the gospel is like a torch. And the torch lights the gas, and you have combustion on your hands. And guess what? There's only one torch. There's only one torch to ignite the flame in you, and the torch is the Word of God. That's the only thing. It's the Word of God that'll set you on fire. The Word of God is the torch. All of you, everyone whose names are written in the book of life, you've got the gift of faith. You've been given this faith as a gift. Once you hear the gospel, that's why I say, oh man, these preachers got to be preaching the gospel. Not their own words, not stories, not only taking one verse and then talking about something else. Preach the word in season, out of season. The word of God is the torch. And it ignites the faith that's on the inside of us. Let's move on from there. You know, I will say this though, and that is, the important thing is to always be adding fuel to your engine. So what happens if you don't add fuel? Well, you run out of gas. So how do you add this proverbial fuel? How do you add fuel to your tank? Well, we're doing it right here today, right here in the course of 15 minutes, we're doing it by getting the Word of God on the inside of you. Your faith is fuel. The Word of God is a torch. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your faith needs to be fed. And every day here on this program, this is what we're going to do, and this is what we do. I promise to you high-octane fuel each and every day to increase and fuel your faith. Now, verse 16, now, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. You see, this the name of Jesus and the faith, here it is again, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, who you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The name of Jesus and faith in his name, or we should say, the man behind the name, the man in whose name it is, we should say, has made this man strong. Now, again, here's verse 16. Let me read it from the New King James this time. It says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith, your faith is a gift from God. And again, not everyone has faith. Thank God that you do. At least I pray that you do. Without faith, you won't believe in Jesus Christ. If you believe and if you have received him and if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know your faith has been given to you as a gift from God. So now here, at the name of Jesus, we see awesome healing. At the name of Jesus, we see salvation. At the name of Jesus, we see power. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble and are scattered. At the name of Jesus, men and women are saved. At the name of Jesus, men and women are healed. At the name of Jesus, also on the flip side, people are infuriated. The name of Jesus sends people into a tizzy. The name of Jesus, people rejoice. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of the things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's wrap up these couple verses here. And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did this, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before has shown by the mouth of his prophets, that the Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I think we'll have to pick it up right there in our next program here. We'll pick it up here in verse 19, Peter's command in the imperative to repent and be converted. We're going to look more at that, at what that means here coming up again in our next program. Once again, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you live here in Brevard County, if you're looking for a church home, I welcome you to come out to Island Sunday morning at 10:30. We actually meet for Bible study from 9:30 to 10:15. And then the service starts at 10:30 or 10:35, and we're in the book of Revelation. I'm teaching on these seven churches every Sunday morning for now at 10:30. You're invited. We love to see you. And I will be back again soon in our look here in Acts chapter 3. Pick it up here in verse 19. Repent and be converted in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.